USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A charter flight from Cuba veered off a runway at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida. It came to rest in the St. John's River. 143 people were aboard. 21 people were treated for injuries. WJAX TV reporter.
Crews are trying to prevent fuel from the plane leaking into the St. John's River. That's a big concern right now. Crews have been out here for hours. We expect this to continue well into the morning. Once they get this situation under control, then the process moves towards removing the plane from the St. John's River.
The plane was carrying military personnel and civilians from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. A huge explosion and fire has happened at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. At least four people were hospitalized, and three are still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is stepping up efforts to rally the military to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. On Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was on the verge of fleeing the country, but Russia stopped him. This claim President Putin denied on a call with President Trump.
I had a very good talk with President Putin, probably over an hour, and he is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela.
Former FBI Director James Comey has spoken publicly about the redacted Mueller report. He was asked if he thinks President Trump is guilty of obstruction of justice.
This president is unconstrained by norms, by law, by ethics. When he doesn't like something, he endeavors to shut it down. And he felt threatened by an investigation and tried to shut it down.
Comey interviewed on KNX Radio in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
According to the White House, military options are still on the table for the situation in Venezuela. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S. military involvement in the uprising in Venezuela remains an option.
All options continue to be on the table. We're looking at a number of different fronts. I don't have any new announcements or change in direction. We continue to stand with the people of Venezuela, and the president is continuing to push for aid to be delivered to those people.
Following a phone call Friday, President Trump said that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to see something positive happen for Venezuela, but that Putin is not looking to get involved in the ongoing crisis.
Facebook has unfriended some far-right voices. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
After months of blowback about inadequately patrolling hate speech on the platforms it owns, Facebook has announced it's going to permanently ban far-right personalities, including Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Paul Joseph Watson, as well as Jones' InfoWars publication. Facebook also banned the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has repeatedly made anti-Semitic statements. The company says it's banning official accounts maintained by those users, and it will take down any supporter accounts that are set up in their likeness. It will also remove any events that those individuals participate in. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.